How are you doing, everybody? Jonathan here, and in this video, I'm going to go over a topic that I think a lot of people need encouragement in, and that is how to gain more clients. As I often get letters that say, hey Jonathan, my boot camp isn't growing as fast as I thought it would, and Jonathan, I want more clients, I'm getting a little bit discouraged. What can I do to get more clients? And I'm going to address that in this video. Now, when I get this question, the first question that I ask the person is, number one, are you on Instagram? Instagram seems to have taken over Facebook as the most popular social media outlet, especially if you're looking to grow your business, mainly because it's very easy to go through. There are not a lot of words. And if you're anything like me, I check my Instagram even before I check my Facebook early in the morning. It serves as a source of entertainment with 15-second clips and with interesting pictures. So if you're not on Instagram, you're missing out on a huge chance. Because not only is it an opportunity for you to showcase your business, it's an opportunity for your boot campers to showcase your business based on the content that you put on Instagram. So let's talk about some things that you want to put on Instagram so that your clients can put that out to all of their followers and draw the interest and exposure back to you. Now on Instagram, the first thing that you're going to want to put, very simple, selfies. Alright, this kind of happened organically. It happened out of nowhere where there were a couple of boot campers that were already on Instagram and used it heavily that took selfies before boot camp, during boot camp, after boot camp, and after a while they just started posting them to me. They started sending them to me and tagging to me, and it is a great way to show themselves doing your boot camp to other people. That's kind of like underhanded in a good way selling, because you're getting exposure about your bootcamp without you having to say anything. And that's the best way to get information out, where people don't think that you're necessarily asking for anything, but essentially they think they figured it out themselves because their friends showcased it and they just happened to follow their friend. So when people are doing selfies, you should have them at your business when they do their selfies, or hashtag your business. That way their friends will be selling bootcamp for you. And if they're not the referral type of person, like they're not gonna go out and say, hey, you should join my bootcamp and you should pay this much a month. But if they're just already there and that's something that they do in their lifestyle, their friends will now be exposed to what you do. Just make sure that on your homepage and your Instagram, you have all your contact information. It's very welcoming. The second thing that you would want in your Instagram, and this is what you're going to be posting, is your playlists. Again, this is something that just kind of happened organically. One day we were doing a workout and we just got to talking about 80s music. And then the workout just turned into a big old challenge for me, where I was finding all this 80s music that I thought people would like. And then they just really got into it. So what did I do at the end of the day? I took a picture of the playlist of all the songs that I played, and I just put it out there. And now people are liking this picture, people are bragging about this picture, and people are saying this is one of the reasons why they like their boot camp, why they like my boot camp so much. So again, this goes out to their friends, this goes out to ex-boot campers, and they're just thinking, yeah, that was fun. You know, yeah, that does seem like something I want to involve myself with. You see, your problem is you're focusing too much on just the workout, and the workout is very important, but it's also about the entire experience. All right, everybody knows that they're supposed to be working out. It's, do I want to work out at your place? All right, so you want to give them reasons to work out at your place. The next thing that you're going to want to post on Instagram are workout results. All right, again, if you go over to my bootcamp page, my Instagram page, BFF Bootcamp, very easy to remember. And you'll see that I post out grids all the time. And these grids show the scores for their Tabata workout and for their time-based workout. All right? And essentially it just gives your client something to brag on. When they finish top 10, great job. When they finish, you know, with a new high score or the top score, they want their friends to see that. And when their friends see that coupled along with your client's actual results, the change in their bodies, then that just serves as further proof that your boot camp is something worth entertaining. All right, and last but not least, before and afters. All right, if your client has a great before and after, instead of Facebook, that should be going on Instagram. Now, this has to come with your client's approval. So you don't want to just, you know, take their before picture that you took and their after picture and just plop it on. But if you get their approval and they're okay, you want to also send it to them because they're going to want to post it on their page. Just make sure that they at BFF Bootcamp in their post description. So if you're not using Instagram, you're missing out on a huge opportunity to gain a lot of exposure for yourself organically, all right, by it just happening. You just have to post the right thing. So I hope you take advantage of Instagram. All right. The number two thing that you should be doing to gain more clients is just become the business. All right. If you watched my videos from, let's say, a year back, when I'm talking about how to sell personal training and I'm talking about personal training psychology, you'll notice that I was always in my BFF Bootcamp sweatshirt, my BFF Bootcamp polo, or my BFF Bootcamp t-shirt. And this may seem extreme to a lot of people, but I was BFF Bootcamp all the time. Some of you, you train and then you go back to being your regular self. Think of yourself as a movie star, all right? If you're looking for that level of recognizability in your area, you have to be bootcamp version of you all the time. Like Britney Spears is always Britney Spears wherever she goes, all right? Professional wrestlers are always their character wherever they go. And at least in the beginning, you have to be bootcamp man or bootcamp woman wherever you go, because you never know who you're gonna run into, or just if you frequent a place a lot, people understand who you are. So when it comes to Facebook, yeah, listen, like every other post that you post, now this is not saying that you have to post every day, every hour on the hour, but it should be frequent that you're talking about your bootcamp, talking about your clients. And it doesn't always have to be a sale. It can just be, I got up and I did a great workout with my clients today. I'm so proud of them. Good job, everybody. And this is in addition to your like page. All right, this is just you being you, because you never know which friend of yours or which friend has a friend that just likes to know that, wow, this guy really cares about his bootcamp. And the more that you become the bootcamp, become the business, because, since we're not dealing with big business, since we're dealing with small business, it really just is, a reflection of you with a separate business name on it. So the more that you can become the business, the more often you can show that you actually own the business, the more you can look the part, the better it will be for gaining more clients. The next thing that you can do, all right, so let's talk about actually getting clients, putting yourself in a place with high exposure. I'm gonna tell you how to do it in the morning, I'm gonna tell you how to do it in the evening. So I was talking to one person in particular, and he was telling me that he ran his 5:30 class, a.m. So I said to him, okay, well, once you run your 5:30 class, what do you do after that? He told me that he sits down, he talks with his clients about, their day, he gives meal advice, nutrition advice, and then I asked him, is there a Starbucks near you? He said, no, there's no Starbucks, but there's a coffee shop across the street. If there's a coffee shop across the street and you run an early morning boot camp, immediately after your boot camp, you should be right at that coffee shop, all right? Especially if it's a Starbucks with really friendly employees, all right? I don't know what it is about Starbucks, more so than Dunkin' Donuts, but it's a place where people, commune, where they kind of hang out. So after your boot camp is over, you should be going to a place that has high visibility with people that especially are looking to go to work right after, all right? Because odds are they may be able to carve in time to their day beforehand where they can be going into your boot camp. And you don't necessarily need to sell yourself to the clients per se, but number one, you should be being the business, so you should have some kind of apparel that shows that you are a trainer. You should look the part, and you should be nice to the salesperson. You should be nice to the cashier, the people that make the coffee. You should be nice to them every single day. They're gonna talk to you. They're gonna say, oh, hey, what are you doing? What are you up to? Also, if you're gonna do nutritional counseling right after your boot camp, take them to the coffee shop. Let other people see and hear you do your nutritional counseling, all right? Now, I'm not saying that everybody's gonna turn around and say, hey, I wanna do your boot camp, but at the same time, you're putting yourself in a better position to be seen by other people as a source of help for others that are trying to lose weight. You can take them onto the line, onto the Starbucks line, and you can say, okay, you wanna have this and not that because this is good for you, this is not, all right? And the more that people see that you're a source, and the more that people see you there constantly, and the more that they see that you have a good relationship with the people that are making the coffee, they will ask, you will get approached by other people, or people that go to the Starbucks at the same time that you go will be asking the employees about your services. Who's that guy that comes in? Can't tell you how often it happens with me. They know, the service people at Starbucks know who I am, and then when people are talking about losing weight, they say, well, you should see Jonathan. So I give the cashiers my card, and I say, hey, if you know anybody that ever wants to do my boot camp, you can give them my card. So definitely put yourself in a place where there's high traffic, high visibility at a time that people would want to come to your boot camp. Now, if you're running an evening boot camp, I'm going to give you another way that you can get more clients. So if you have one parent, all right, that has a child that plays sports, you're in. Okay, so what happens? These clients have kids that play sports. So what happens? They go out to practice and the parents just sit there. What you're going to do is you're going to say, all right, while your kid is at practice for 2 hours, I'm going to come over and we're going to walk. Okay? You just walk with this client. You're going to walk and you're going to talk. You're going to be the business. You're going to have your t-shirt, sweatshirt, polo, whatever the case may be. So people know that they're with a trainer, not just with some regular guy or girl. All right? And then eventually, after people get used to seeing your face, you're going to take this person through a workout. All right? You're going to walk past their friends with this person. All right? You're not going to kill your client. You're essentially just going to keep them in check. You're going to be doing some push-ups. You're going to be doing some lunges. Maybe you'll bring some bands. And then you're going to let your client know, hey, tell your friends that, you know, if you ever want to join me, you're more than welcome to. All right? Very, very easy to gain exposure without putting them on the spot and saying, hey, everybody, I run a boot camp. Would anybody like to join me? No, let the client do the selling for you. Take that extra step. And now you can start to build on a group of folks that actually want to work out. Now, here's the feedback loop. Anytime you're in this place with high visibility, either you're getting information from somebody that may approach you in the coffee shop or somebody that you might have trained while their, you know, a child was doing the practice, always get their name and get their email, all right? You want to put that into your phone. Why is that so important? Because whenever you go on Instagram, if you're looking to find people to follow and people to follow you, it's going to search your contacts. When you have these people in your contacts, it will send them an automatic invite. And from there, when you post your selfies, your playlists, your workout routines, your before and afters, it's now more constant exposure, constant reinforcement that you do what you do and you do it well. So you may only train them once or twice in that practice, or you may only talk to them once at that Starbucks. But if you get their name and their email, it's in your phone, and then they start to follow you because you followed them, now they have an idea of what you're doing on a continual basis. All right? And the number four thing, the number five thing that you can do to get more clients, put the blinders on, all right? Too often, like, you know, I only have five or six people in my boot camp right now, and everybody goes through it. I went through it. I've been doing the boot camp for 4 years, and even, let's say, 6 months ago, there was a point in my 6:45 a.m. class where it was just like, you could hear crickets. It was kind of dead. You know, there was a point where there were only like six people in the class, whereas the other classes had somewhere between 16 and 20. And I'm looking, and you know, it's very easy to get discouraged. But you have to understand, number one, fitness is cyclical. All right, you have to look at the time of year that you're in. When you're in the winter, people are less likely to come. When it's dark outside, especially in the morning, people are less likely to come. And if you just, you know, happen to lose a large number of people at the same time, it just happens. But you have to keep into your mind that the same way that a large number of people can leave at once, a large number of people can come back in at once. So whether you have a few people or a lot of people, you have to keep into your mind that it's a good thing. And they have to notice. They can't see you negative. Your clients. So, if you want 4 to 10, if you want 10 boot campers in your class, ideally, but you only get 4, you walk in and you say, "Hey, you know, this is a great thing. Now I can focus more on you guys, so we can get you to your goal." All right. If you have more people than you expected, hey, this is a great thing. This is a party. You know, we're gonna have a great time. So, no matter what happens in terms of attendance, it's always a good thing. Next thing that you want to remember is you never know who that one person is. All right, that's going to blow up your boot camp. I can pick in my head two girls that came to my boot camp at separate times, and they just came at the right place at the right time, and I was happy to see them. I never got down that my numbers weren't as high as I wanted them to be, and one girl referred six people, who out of those six people may have referred another six people. All right, and the other girl, she's one of the people that started this Instagram craze, which has drawn in a lot of her friends. All right, so you never know who that one person is going to be that's going to help to blow up your boot camp, because it's really about referrals. And out of nowhere, that superstar person is going to come in, and you don't want to be caught with your pants down because you're depressed and you don't think that you're going to get more business. So always put the blinders on, focus on what you have to do, and that is train, that is get results, that is keep people happy, and I guarantee that more people will follow. So, that's about it. I hope you found this video helpful. I know that, you know, this time of year, you want to have like 50 people in your boot camp, but you got to understand, it takes time. All right, I've been doing this for 10 years in the fitness industry, and every trainer knows there's going to be ups and downs and ups and downs. So if you've been doing this for a year or so, I understand that this may shock you a bit, but you just have to stay consistent. That's the case with any business. All right. If you found this video helpful, two things that you can do. Number one is going to be subscribe to this channel, and number two is going to be share this video. Share this on Google+, share this on YouTube, share this on Facebook, share this on Instagram, share this on Twitter, share this wherever you can, and help me to get the word out. Other than that, you know, just keep watching. I'm going to keep on putting up more content. Add me as a friend on Facebook. That way, whatever questions you give me, I'll just get back to you in order. So, more videos to come. I think I'll shoot one before the end of the night. Remember to eat healthy, hydrate, drive safe. Stress levels low, get rest, don't slap anybody. Love your clients, they will love you back. I will see you all tomorrow or the next day. And you have a...